Hello, Nicholas.
Hey, Nancy, it's Garrett. How are you?
Good, Garrett. How are you today?
Just another day in the diamond mine, trying to solve the world's problems, one diamond at a time.
Yay.
You know?
Yay.
How are you doing?
Isn't that wonderful? We're doing good.
Got it.
That's good, Garrett.
I love that.
I think I caught with Tammy.
No, right through the phone. I'm going to tell her. Way to go, Tammy.
I'm sorry. I felt bad. I did call her. I said, I know this is highly unethical, but I left her a message on her voicemail saying, I really hope she feels better and she should take care of herself.
Oh, absolutely. She came in for like a half an hour, and we sent her home. I was like, you did your honest due diligence. Just get better so you can be back in tomorrow. But there is no rest for the wicked, Nancy. There is no rest.
What a little trooper.
Right? She's awesome. But I saw that you, I know you spoke to Aubrey. She can be kind of confusing sometimes. A four-carat cushion?
I won't say anything.
Yeah, you got the vibe. Yeah.
Tammy and I were speaking earlier in the week about it. She said, let me show. And I'm like, no, I don't know. And then, you know, I want to see what about the customer committing and see if he's really, first he went 3 carats, then he went 4 carats.
Okay.
So I called, and Tammy did say, she says to me all the time, well, you got to call and ask me because sometimes I have others that aren't on there.
Yeah.
But I called today, Aubrey, I'm not on speaker, right?
No, you're not on it. She's remote. You're safe with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, I felt bad because I always like, oh, I can make a call and look. And I'm like, no, because I didn't want, if the customer did get it, I didn't want Aubrey getting the commission. I'm like, no.
Oh, she wouldn't. She wouldn't. No, that's the nice thing is everything, you know, you're fine. And that's really sweet of you. The way it works is like if I were on vacation or if Tammy were on vacation and I helped you, I sent you a 20-carat Dean Tony Flawless for $3 million and we sold it together, she would get the commission.
Okay.
Yeah, so we help each other out in that regard. But tell me about your 4-carat call. I can help. What have you found so far?
The customer is looking for a 4-carat, 4, 401, 402, 403,
mm-hmm.
SI1 clarity, eye color. My budget, I needed to be under 40,000. Yours is 42,000.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. It's just kind of, you know, it's a numbers thing. I mean, that's just the diamond, depending when he gets for a mounting. And I was just kind of, I put the perimeters in and it came up with 3 options. The other 2 options for the 4-carat besides the 401 I looked at were 47 and 50, I don't have it, probably 52.
Yeah, I've got them here. So 40, you got to be at 40. If we showed him the 42,700, he wouldn't. And does he want rectangle or square?
You know what? He didn't even say. I am not giving him the option. He told me cushion.
Okay.
So I am going with cushion. That GIA paper is
going to
say cushion.
Well, then it sounds like you found other options. I mean, I think to be at 42 and got to be at 40, like, would he bump up his budget if he likes the diamond? If you can spend 42.
You know what? Perfectly honest with you, I did find another option.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, to me, I mean, I didn't look that closely because I want to make sure. I did find another option. To me, it looks very similar to what you have. I don't look at the GIA, but and there's the 38 and change.
Okay. Because we'd really like to. Is there any fluorescence or anything like that? Because this kind of sale really is a life changer for Tammy. We'd love to work with you on it, especially if there's just an option there. I don't know if you're just quoting in paper or are you going to get them in to take a look at it? Like give an appointment.
I am going to get him in to take a look at it.
Okay.
I want to make sure he's sincere about it. And I know the customer, and he does have money, but as always, just because they have money doesn't necessarily mean they spend it.
Right.
I am another, you know, another jeweler was looking, you know, we work side by side and looking with me and I said, you know, we go back and forth. I said, hey, would you happen to have a 4-carat? And they didn't. so this one, let me, I don't, you know, and as long as you're, you know, you're not going to get offended, but this one's a cushion cut, cushion brilliant for the other one, 403,
mm-hmm.
ISI1, excellent, excellent. The perimeter, now it's a little spreadier, it's 9.37, 9.35, 618. It is a GIA cert, says iClean. It's $38,565.32. It says it's
40%
of 45%
rough wrap. Yep. Okay. Yeah. And it is a little bit spread. 9.37 by 9.35.
Yeah.
And the only
table 69, depth is 66. Ratio is a solid. Well, it says one. It doesn't say solid. So there's a vast difference. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, let me see what I can do. Before you make your appointment, let me throw my hat. If you decide to get that diamond in and you're going to sit with the fella, please give us a shot to get at least an option, because what you and I think is right rarely sells. And so they always surprise, you know. You'd be surprised if maybe the other diamond speaks to him, even though it's a couple more.
I would love to get Tammy's diamond.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'd love to get Tammy's diamond. I just got to feel out the guy's budget.
Perfect.
Another option is, right? Budget. I know he's going to buy something. He's going to tell me he's going to want something for Christmas. And I know. And I'm like, yeah. But, right, exactly.
Hopefully sooner than later, please.
Right. And oddly enough, Tammy did show me a ring because originally he was a princess.
Okay.
He sent me a ring with a princess. It was a non-serve princess. And originally it was 3 carats. And this is why. And I'm not, you know, I'm like, oh, okay.
A little wishy-washy. Yeah.
Right. And then he called back, oh, I checked with my cousin. Well, I know they have a ton of cousins. And I checked with my cousin and they said cushion. I said, okay, great. So that's why I was looking at cushion.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, quote them, you know, on the cushions. And I'm like, okay. And then when I saw this, and it's like, oh.
Well,
which
here's
it's very similar, I think, than what you have. Little vast difference. I'd love to get Tammy's, but I know Tammy always says to me, and you know, there may be something else she has in a box that's not. And that's when Audrey called, and I said, "Is there something that I actually asked? Is there something that's not on the site that there may be available?"
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and here's what I think would probably be a better idea, because you're absolutely right. I mean, if you found a 403 ISI-1 that has that millimeter and it's 38-year cost, I would rather send the 401 ISI-2 that's a rectangle that I have. So then you can show him a square and a rectangle. He can pick which one he wants. The square is, or the rectangle is 47, so it's more, but it spreads 2 millimeters larger in one direction. So he might see the difference. But it's all moot until you say go. So you let us know when you want to show diamonds, and I'll make sure we have our best horse in the race. There was one other that we found, but I think it was like a 350. Where did they?
He doesn't. I know he doesn't want a 350.
He's got to be four or bigger.
Yeah. He conferenced me on a call with the cousin, and they said, they actually said to him, you don't need a 4. Why do you need a 4? A 3 is very big. And he goes, I want a, right.
Yeah.
I want a 4. Right, right.
I love that.
I want a 4 in camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want a 4. I'm like, okay.
Well, then in that regard, I think a 401 ISI-2 that I have at 47, even if it is more money.
It's out of his budget, though. No, I know it's definitely out of his budget. By the time the stone alone is going to be 50 for me easily, and I know that's going to be out of his budget, plus with the mounting. And oddly enough, MDJ has a mounting that I think would work perfect with him, for him, but I didn't want to. They do have a mounting, because he didn't want just the, Tammy sent me a princess cut with the thinner bang prong set.
Yeah.
Diamonds, one row going down the sides. He says, no, I want a wider band, more diamonds. And I did see the other day, and I looked again today, MDJ has a wider band, more diamonds, that I think a cushion cut would look lovely in that.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually send you the style, too. events, which I could bump up. And that's why when I saw that, I'm like thinking, okay, well, I can bump up, you know, the band a little to compensate for the extra money on the diamond. But I, you know, it's a number crunch game. You know what it's like. I just can't get there yet.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let me know where you end up, because again, I'd like to participate. You know, she works hard, and I understand that you found one that's a little bit bigger for less money, and maybe there's a little bit I can do on this one, but we also have a lifetime trade. I don't know if that even matters to the customer. It should, because if, you know, he finds out that square is not for him, he wants a rectangle, we'll take it back and trade it dollar for dollar. So, but
I did try that. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I've got another call coming in, Nance, but I know you're driving. Let me know if you need anything else, and hopefully Tammy will be back in tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, and if
I feel better.
Available that you come across. I think that's why I just left early.
Oh,
something
okay.
else that you come across with.
I'll let you know.
Something else that comes across around that. Let me know, please. Thank you
so
much.
I
greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Bye bye.